We have a little problem, which is comprendre and prendre. Comprendre, to understand. Prendre, to take. Apprendre, to learn. Yes, apprentice, and so on. Reprendre, to take back. Well, that family, that prendre, comprendre, apprendre family, I think it was in the year 1632, something around that time, I don't know. But on a nice Easter Sunday, they went on a trip, horse-driven, and two, of course, two wagons, yes, one for the long box and one for the short box. And they had a picnic. They had a wonderful day. But on the way back, just the long box had an accident. And in that accident, the D dropped off and rolled into the lake. They spent the rest of the day diving and so on, trying to recover the D. They never could. And ever since 1632, whenever, they had to learn how to live without it. For we understand, instead of nous comprendons, the D is gone. Nous comprenons. And you understand would be?
Vous comprenez.
Vous comprenez. So do you understand would be?
Comprenez-vous.
Comprenez-vous. Yes.
Comprenez-vous.
Do you understand it?
Le comprenez-vous.
Le comprenez-vous. Do you understand me?
Me comprenez-vous.
Right. Or est-ce que vous me comprenez?
Comprenez. Hmm.
Yes. So we are taking it would be?
Nous le prenons.
Nous le prenons. Yes. How would you say, why don't you take it? Pourquoi,
le prenez-vous pas?
Right. Pourquoi le prenez-vous pas? Why don't you take it or why aren't you taking it? Now, for their taking, or they understand, of course, the D was gone. The D is there in je prends, DS, and il prend, just D, yes? But for they, you just double the N. Ils prennent.
Ils prennent.
Ils prennent, yes. So there's no more D here. So they are taking it would be?
Ils le prennent.
Ils le prennent.
Ils le prennent.
P-R-E-N-N-E-N-T, yes. So they don't understand it.
Ils ne le comprennent pas.
Right. Ils ne le comprennent pas, yes.